Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are we going to fill out an hour?
I have no idea. There's absolutely nothing going on, Sean. Nothing of any note.
This bores me. Well, Sean Ross Sapp here. Fightful. It is July 25th, 2022. This is our post-WWE Raw show. Get ready, guys. I got a lot of stuff to plug. I almost cursed, but it's too early in the show.
Leave you seem really sad today, Sean.
Oh, I'm not really sad. I'm exhausted. I got up early.
Yeah, you seem like it. You seem really low.
I was on the Dan Le Batard show today. That was fun. We talked about the Vince McMahon stuff. That's on podcast platforms everywhere. But we broke an insane amount of news on Fightful Select this week. Oh, my God. I'm going to brag about that later. But boy, am I ever going to brag about that later. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Donate a super chat, donate a humper chat if you want to get your question or statement in. As of right now, we're going to try to pull off like a miraculous SummerSlam review show. Denise, hours before her wedding, me live from the venue, driving back to the hotel. Hopefully I've got a good enough signal. I'll be able to test that as of Thursday. I'll be at StarCast this week. I'll be telling you all about StarCast in a bit, but this has been probably the craziest week I've ever covered. Denise, I was literally watering my lawn and missed scooping Vince McMahon on his own retirement.
That is very, were you upset at yourself? Were you like, like kicking yourself in the head?
No, because I got the message like maybe 90 seconds before he tweeted it.
So, Sean, 90 seconds counts.
I wouldn't have had enough time because what I do is I immediately start posting a story before I post the tweet. I wouldn't have had time to do a story before he got that up there. So I know that if I would have seen my phone, I would not have done it in time because I wouldn't have just barked it out on Twitter. I would have had, it would have taken me longer to like get some additional stuff on it. But,
you know what you need, right? You need like an on-call assistant, somebody that's like on your phone all the time. And it's like, Sean, hurry up. Stop eating your donuts. Stop watering your grass. You need to look at this right now. That's what you need.
I do. I get like 200 unread messages. I do need a secretary. I should probably hire one. But get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Humperchats.com. That lets you get your questions or statements in before we go on the air. Joe Wagner said, Sean, you killed it on Le Batard. It was so cool to hear you dropping wrestling knowledge on my favorite sports pod. I love that I was asked for that. That was very flattering, and I really appreciate it.
You fancy now, Sean. You leveled up. You're fancy now. You should be owning it. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to start acting a little bit more Hollywood when you get these really big appearances.
Speaking of, I'm making an appearance at your wedding, and Omar Diaz says, SRS, will you mute Denise IRL at her wedding. Listen, listen. Denise, if she talks that shit, I can find a mute button right on her chin.
Okay, so first of all, too, I'm a little upset at you now, Sean. Sean, I'm upset at you because now that I think about it, you should have just came the day of SummerSlam here to Los Angeles. You could have been part of my SummerSlam party here. And then you and I could have gone to a legitimate studio because I got hookups, yeah. You know, and we could have done an in-studio show.
Well, at the time, I thought that I was hosting the Johnny Gargano panel, which was supposed to be on Saturday at StarCast. It got moved to Sunday, and I had to be like, hey, guys, I can't do that on Sunday. I've got other plans. Denise is bumping Johnny Gargano. You know, I mean, just the biggest, most important interview that he would have possibly done since him leaving, and I'm passing it up for you. There we go. But, guys, Trevor L. says, great Q&A this afternoon. How much longer till you have Denise doing commercials for Fightful? Based on our trajectory, Denise's raise might not be that far off.
Hey, seriously, 10K is almost there. Where are you at now?
78.82.
Oof, I'm almost at a raise.
Last Friday, we did a special show. It was 1 year after. By the way, guys, the show will probably go long. Denise is getting her extra money tonight. I got too much shit to plug. We did a show at 1 p.m. on Friday where Joel Pearl and Kate asked me a bunch of questions about breaking the CM Punk story. And at the time, we were like, well, this is like the biggest wrestling story in 10 years. And then like three stories Vince related broke that were bigger than that, and ended up working all through that night. We did a 2-hour immediate reaction. We put the news out there today about Triple H taking over creative. We were sitting at about 6,800 then. It looked like it was going to be a down month. And now I would like for us to hit 8,000. I want to thank you guys so much. We were the first wrestling property to hit 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7,000. There are no other wrestling properties on Patreon that even have 3,000 right now. So, man, that is super flattering. And we definitely give you your money's worth. And I'll run down some of the stuff that we posted on Fightful Select since Friday.
I think when I started at Fightful, Sean, you were like at 5,800 Fightful Select.
Yeah, patrons. Maybe.
Like
maybe
under 1,000.
Maybe if that. So here's what we posted on Fightful Select since Friday. Alex's Sour Graps is live right after this as well. So check that out. But we have details on Triple H's talent meeting that happened before Raw today. We had the plans for WWE Raw tonight, including an update on Edge. We had been told that WWE had set travel for him to New York, but it got canceled today. So we posted that ahead of time. A lot of WWE Raw notes for tonight. We revealed that Maryse was going to be on the show. I did a special Q&A today where I talked for an hour about the Vince McMahon stuff, Kenny Omega, all the things that we had reported. Every Monday, we do the Backstage Report podcast as well. We had notes on Yutami from Scott Edwards' interview. We had more details on how Bruce Pritchard was affected, what led to Triple H being head of creative over other people. We had a story last night about Vince McMahon's deteriorating professional relationship with Shane McMahon to the point to where after that Royal Rumble, he said, Shane McMahon will never get another pop as long as I run WWE. And Denise, at least in this case, he was a man of his word.
I would agree. I would agree with that, actually.
We broke the news that Jonathan Gresham asked for his release. And not only did he ask for his release, he cussed out Tony Khan in a meeting. We have the most complete story of that. I mean, there were some websites that outright ignored covering that this weekend. We had all the details on that. We spoke to a ton of people within AEW. I had put out a tweet out there about AEW's lack of communication. I heard from AEW about it. I had the coaches reach out to me and physically talk to me. And they're like, hey, let's clarify this. Let's talk about this. Here's the process. I spoke to Joey Janela about it. I spoke to a lot of people about it. And that story is up as well. We broke the news that Tully Blanchard likely gone from AEW as well. By the way, guys, everybody's saying thought Edge was coming back tonight. Homeboys, I just said his travel got changed. Speaking of things that changed, Denise, we broke the news, or we didn't break the news. We followed up on the news that Brian Alvarez put out there about Brock Lesnar leaving SmackDown, which did happen. He came back. They were able to smooth things over. He was pissed off. We have more on that on FightfulSelect.com. We had the Fightful Select Weekender from Steven Jensen. Alex and Kate reviewed SmackDown. They reviewed Death Before Dishonor. We had an update on Max Dupri and WWE after Wade Keller, the PW Torch, reported that as well. Rob Wilkins had a Death Before Dishonor pre-show. We had the biggest update on Vince McMahon's retirement and the meeting that happened after that. Earlier that day, we reported that Triple H, Stephanie, and Nick Khan were flying or traveling, I can't remember what the hell their travel was, to Boston to the site of SmackDown. They don't do that for no reason. Usually there's a meeting when that happened. We have all the details on that meeting. We have the memo that Vince sent to talent. Also, I do figure hauls every week. That was up as well. We had notes that Brian Cage was set to travel to Death Before Dishonor before he appeared, before it was announced. We got a lot of stuff up there, guys.
Is that it? I mean, that's honestly a little bit. Only took up 9 minutes of the show.
Yeah. We had the SmackDown plans as well. This is just since Friday. I'm just saying.
Just rounded up to 10 minutes. Keep going. You got notes, 8 seconds.
Notes from Yappy's interview with Fightful, Coexisting After Dark, the early plans for SmackDown and how
Time's
the
up, bro. Time's up.
The Maximum Male Models thing changing, the reactions to Johnny, like what's happening with Johnny Ace. Hot
Sean, damn. I'm gonna Denise, grow old Denise, by the Denise, time you're done.
Denise, hold on,
this.
Shut the fuck up for a minute. Just shut the fuck up real quick.
You were Denise, yelling at me last week. Don't curse on this show. Don't
bucks.
Curse on this show right now.
$5. Do you know $5? Now listen, I'm not gonna guilt any of you wonderful people if you can't afford it. I have been there. But listen, just hear me out. Go a day without eating, steal your mother's credit card. Perhaps break into someone's home, steal some jewelry, pawn it off. I would think that all of these things are good ideas in order to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. You literally can't get a $5 footlong for $5 anymore. You can't
even get
a
gallon of gas
for
$5 anymore.
In 2022, Fightful Select has the most inexpensive exclusive wrestling service that has ever existed. Even in the 80s, it cost more for this stuff. Thank you guys for listening to me plug all that bullshit. It ends up being like 2 cents per story.
So your Fightful Select plug kind of turned into a Hall of Fame speech.
Maybe rob a bank. You can pull off a heist. You can get shot right in the back of the leg. But you know what? At least you'll have the money. I just want to thank you all so much. Leave a thumbs up as well. It's time to talk WWE Raw. Matthew Plus says that he's here to put Luis over, best mod in the biz. He is very good. WWE Pringle says, congrats, Denise, on your impending nuptials. May the day be everything you've ever wanted. Mazel tov. It will be the best day of your life. And just because I'm there.
Hey, Sean, are you going to do the money dance with me?
It's always, Hey, Sean. What
okay,
the fuck
fine.
Do you
what
want?
Do you call you? Fine, I'll call you something else.
Paywall Jesus. Just
hey, paywall.
Paywall dork. Jesus.
Oh, no. Hey, dirt sheep boy. Are you going to do the money dance with me? Do you even know what that is?
What is that?
I'm not going to tell you now. You already said yes, so now you have to do it.
I didn't say yes.
You said yes. You said, yeah. What is it? You said yes. You're done. You're screwed. You're screwed. You played yourself. It's happening. You don't even know what you just said yes to.
Joel B says, think you can spill if there's anything to spill, any changes that were made tonight. Well, on FightfulSelect.com, we reported there actually wasn't much change. Actually, Denise, what I heard last night is very similar to what this show ended up being. So there you go. Kid named Brock says, I stole my dad's credit card for this donation. I'm kidding, or am I? Well, I hope you still got that DQ job, my friend. That's what I'm hoping for.
Just memorize the numbers.
Joe says, what are the odds Denise hits SRS in the balls as a part of the wedding ceremony? Slim to none.
Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. I can't imagine you ever doing that. Kim Gray says, thanks to all the Fightful crew for all the hard work. It's the best $5 a month. I listen to all the shows on my AirPods while I'm at work. Well, thank you, Kim. We appreciate you investing in us and, quite frankly, giving a hoot. But here we go. Triple H. We got lots of super chats, lots of humper chats about it. Alex Diaz says, how fast could Gargano cross Dakota, be back? Denise, off the top of my head, I can think of about 12 people he should probably bring back.
And not only just speaking about talent, also people behind the scenes that were released and people that got let go, you know, all of, you know, during that time where they were cleaning out everybody that was like associated with Triple H. There's a lot of people both in front and behind the scenes that I would personally like to see back.
I mean, just off the top of my head, I'm thinking Morrison, Taya, because she's TV ready, Braun, Bray, Cross, Scarlett, Gargano, Dakota, Tegan, like all those people are very, very useful.
100%. And like, it's I'm you know, where there's so much to talk about in regards to the Triple H news, but that was one of the things that like instantly popped into my head was, I wonder if any of these people are going to be coming back, or if any of these people are going to, you know, kind of maybe the ones that didn't have the option, the ones that just like did have the option to actually leave, excuse me. I wonder if some of them are like, maybe now I might consider, you know, possibly going back to the company.
Yes, I've got FightfulSelect.com. I'll have some news on some people that I've talked to that have talked about that consideration. So Enzo and Cass might be a couple of them. They were Triple H guys. And since what got Enzo fired was not the allegations themselves, it was that he didn't disclose them, he's been on best behavior with promoters. Morrissey looks like $1 million. I would bring him back as well. I just think they would probably consider Enzo. Lorenzo says, Fightful Select is 100% worth it, you guys. We got a half dozen subscriptions based on that 10-minute Sarah McLachlan-esque plug that I did.
Damn, in that case, do the whole hour so I can get my 10K raise.
I mean, here's the reality. When the beginning of the month starts, we're going to lose a bunch because that's Patreon. But, you know, it's worth it, guys, I promise. And I got a lot more good shit for you.
Sean, you remind me of that one guy in those one infomercials that are like, but wait, there's more.
Billy Mays' son follows me on Twitter. He was the...
Is that him?
No, he was the... Maybe it was him. It might have been. OxyClean.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Clean guy. That was him. RIP. Sheldon says, question, Denise, did you ever look up Kevin Gates and didn't know who he was?
No, I completely forgot about it afterwards.
Did you hear about him screwing his cousin?
Oh, someone mentioned it in the chat when that whole thing came up, but it's just not kind of music I listen to, so I wouldn't know.
Briscoes can't get on TV. Just reminding you guys.
Wait, so he really did screw his cousin? Like, yeah, wasn't like a rumor? Because someone mentioned it in the chat, but I didn't know if it was legitimate or not. Like, I didn't go out of my way to actually go and search this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Man. We got Jordan Scott saying, with the changes, do you think the music gets better? Not really. Kid named Brock says, still have my job, Sean. I've been saving for a while. My cousin works at WWE and got us free tickets for SummerSlam. Going to splurge on merch. Going to SummerSlam is a good call for you if you're in Kentucky. It's an easy drive up there, and it should be a fun show. It should be a fun show. Omar Diaz says, a money dance. You pay to dance with Denise. What?
Yeah. I was waiting for someone to tell you that. See, BS. You've never... Okay, have you... Okay, I don't know if you've ever been to a wedding, but they do this a lot at weddings.
Have I ever been to a wedding? I've been in a wedding.
I'm like, how besides your own wedding, Sean? I don't know what you did at your wedding. I'm talking like other people's weddings. It's a tradition that people do. They pay to dance with the bride and groom.
No, it's not. Pinned.
Yes, it is. Sean, I know you're from Kentucky. I know, right, but it's a thing. It's a thing. You pay to dance with the bride and groom. And you basically pin the money on the person's clothes. You've never seen this. I've gone to like at least 10 weddings and they do them there at the weddings. It's like a thing.
Here we go.
And you like do the thing. Like you dance with the bride and groom and you pin the money on the clothes.
Got the poll. It is posted at the top. Denise, I think this might be a cultural thing.
No, it's not.
You don't think there might be some cultural differences between you and I?
I don't know if it's it's a cultural thing. I just know that I've gone to a bunch of weddings and it's a thing. And it's funny, and you already said yes, so now you're screwed.
Denise, is there perhaps a common denominator in the weddings you've been to and the weddings that I've been into?
Are you trying to call me out? Are you trying to say that I only ever go to Mexican weddings? Is that what you're trying to say, Sean?
Yes.
Are you saying that I, as a Mexican girl, can only know Mexican people?
Joel Wood said, been to 4 weddings, been the best man in 2, never did a money dance. I have been in 4 weddings.
I don't know who Joel Wood associates himself with.
Well, probably white people, Denise.
Well, I'm sorry, but we tend to be a little bit more lively at our weddings. We tend to have a little bit more fun, a little bit more life at the parties. Sorry.
Nerd
to
Gear
add
says,
some color and joy into your life.
Guys, I'm going to pepper in the Triple H stuff in between segments as well. Jambeard says, Sean needs to go all Sarah McLachlan and tell us how for just $5 a month, we too can support a wrestling journalist. I mean, legitimately, I was poor until last year. 4 months ago, I lived in a house that was crumbling around me. I'm trying to get Denise a raise, guys. I'm trying to get Denise money.
Yes, I
that
can
way,
get
listen,
a
listen.
New pair of shoes, Sean.
Listen,
since you
that way,
called me out the
muted. Other- that way, Denise doesn't have to literally come on the air and beg me to dance with her for money. Like, come on. Balab says another
episode.
You know what,
Sean? You should consider some of your Latino fans on here because you're basically, you're basically calling us out right now. You're making fun of our money dance.
No,
that's
I'm not.
You were like, well, Denise, and maybe it's just the weddings that you go to and who you associate with.
I'm just saying, okay, first off, no, I love our Latino audience, but.
Well, you should show it a little bit more.
Listen, look at this. 62% of our audience have no clue what you're talking about.
I would worry now about your audience, Sean. You might need to reach
out
a little bit more.
It's your audience too, Denise.
You should reach out more to the Latino audience. Clearly, you haven't captivated him here on Fightful Select or Fightful.com.
Oh, man.
Sean, yes, exactly.
Sounds like you and Luis need to do a better job and be less shitty at your jobs then.
It sounds to me, yeah. You know what? Now I'm just upset, Sean, because
we're sitting here. We gave you the Del Rio push, Denise. You won the Royal Rumble. You eliminated me from the Battle Royal. You got everything. And just like him, you're pissing it away. You're pissing it away.
Hey, I want to be Del Rio.
Kay Reezy says,
let me be Rey Mysterio, man.
Kay Reezy says, in Filipino weddings, money dance is a thing.
Okay, there you go.
Dan Beard says, I've been to around 15 weddings and no one has ever had a money dance. Sean
Blair. Okay, who are these people? Jesus.
Ricardo says, this brings Private Dancer from Tina Turner to mind. And Sean Blanford says, my wife and I had a money dance at our wedding, made a cool couple $100. That's the only reason Denise is doing it.
It's a thing.
Culture.
Sean, it's a thing. Trust me. I swear to God, it's a thing. Trust
Shay
me.
Angel says been to 3 and it raises honeymoon.
Yes, it's a thing, Sean. Like you literally go and people they pin the money to you to your clothes. So at the end, the bride and groom are covered in cash. It's great. Look, all I'm telling you, if you had a wedding, you haven't done this, y'all messed up. Earth to Sean, we're on the air.
Yeah, I know. I'm just checking my stuff. But anyway.
Did you get a great scoop?
Yeah, I did. Line Drive says, I have a Latina stepsister, was born and raised in South Texas, never heard of a money dance. Man, we haven't even gotten into Raw yet. Timbo Slice.
I'm sorry, but you were just blasting the fact that you apparently don't have anybody here that knows about this stuff.
62% of our audience. Thank you, Line Drive. We will get back to these and the Triple H super chats. Kylo Ken says, this episode had the most wrestling in the first hour I can remember in a long time. Liked opening the action with action from the first moment. So the action started with Logan Paul and The Miz beating the snot out of each other. I thought this was good. I thought this at least showed that they had some aggression about them. Although it sort of got undone later on, Denise. We had Maryse come out there and have to pretend that she couldn't speak English because, you know, she's French. And then they kept on talking about balls and like, I'm so over the balls thing. It was funny the first couple times.
It wasn't funny, not even the first time.
I thought it was funny the first time. I don't find it funny anymore I the only part of it I found funny was the fact that they apparently measured his ball sack to prove that it was okay. So that was all right. Because Logan Paul said, "Lady, who measures a ball sack or testicles or a package or whatever the hell it was?" But it, like, I felt like they undid a lot of the heat that they built in that opening segment by being like, "Hey, what's up? Here's some nuts."
Wait, what did she say is the size? She gave an actual like chart thing of like what a size of balls are.
She said it fell within those parameters.
Yeah.
And AEW says, "Please, for the love of everything, why are they insisting on Logan Paul being a face? He will never be cheered. They have to realize that by now." I don't think that he will never be cheered, because I think that he can perform in the ring, and I think that will go a long way with a lot of fans for him. What do you think about him being a babyface, Denise?
I think that's what he probably wants to be, but I feel that he should definitely be a heel because it's just more natural. I mean, look at the man. He just was – I mean, I didn't watch the movie that he apparently gave a bad review to on Twitter yesterday, but his review of this movie was literally trending like top five on Twitter trends because, you know, he gave a review of this movie. So just like the simple fact that, and I was reading some of the comments that people were writing to him, and like a lot of people do not like him at all. So I feel like you should probably use that to your advantage. You know, why not? Like, so what if you get booed? Like, you could be really good at it. I think if it's natural, why not go for it? You could end up doing something really, really good. You could, and then people could end up liking you in turn. Like, if you're really, like, if you're such a douche, then all of a sudden it could turn into people being like, oh, you know what? I like him in a way.
Jambeard says, "Fightful should buy Cher Delaware her own purse like what Maurice had tonight." Listen, if we get to 15,000 on Select, we'll do that.
Damn, how much is that purse?
I don't know, but there you go.
You could probably make one.
Jambeard says, "Mostly white people, Denise." Wazim says, "Money dance, Denise. Are you completely sure a pole is not involved? I'll not be doing any pole dancing. Sorry, Denise."
No pole involved, Sean.
Sure. Asian Joe says,
"You know what? That's it. This is exactly why I need a raise. If I had a raise, I wouldn't have to be doing a money dance, and then I wouldn't be all boxed in for being too Mexican, according to you."
That's not what I said.
I read however, in between the lines, Sean.
Man, Starcast is this weekend. Please check it out. They have graciously sponsored all of our podcasts through the month. They got Ric Flair's final match coming up on Sunday. Ric Flair and his son-in-law Andrade taking on Jay Lethal as well as Jeff Jarrett, who we saw on Raw tonight. They're going to have all the signings in the panels, like from Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, Horseman, Bret Hart talking SummerSlam 92, Paige, Foley, Nash, Matt Hardy, so many more. But they're also doing wrestling shows. Black Label Pro and GCW on Friday, New Japan on Saturday, Ric Flair's match on Sunday. Tickets are still available for just $39 for the Nashville Municipal Auditorium at RicFlairsLastMatch.com. They've got stars from NWA, MLW, AEW, ROH, New Japan, Impact, and AAA. The Briscoes, Motor City Machine Guns, Wolves, Josh Alexander, Jacob Fatu, Jordan Grace, Deonna Purrazzo, Killer Cross, Harry Smith, Ray Phoenix, Laredo Kid, tons of people on this show. Starcast this weekend in Nashville. I will be there. Check out RicFlairsLastMatch.com for more details. And of course, check out Starcast.com for details. Also, Tully Blanchard still scheduled for that. Bryan Danielson, who just announced he was cleared, scheduled for that as well. Night Track says, "Now that people know it's a thing, do it." Not sure.
By the way, I'm Googling it. Traditional weddings in Greece, Nigeria, Poland, and even the United States all have a form of a dollar dance at their wedding receptions.
That's cool. Anybody can change Wikipedia. Volob says, "Another episode of Denise Culture Shock Salcedo. Let's go." Nicholas Olson says, "Most people that voted no are flat out lying. Every wedding I've been to does the money dance." Well, you are lying.
Thank you.
Ako5 says, "Former DJ from Kentucky, a money dollar dance is a thing. I'm white and Sean's age, so that isn't a factor. SRS is out of touch with the times. I've been to a wedding."
Thank you. You're all making me seem like I'm some sort of like alien.
Muted. LM says, "Every wedding I've been to the last 10 years had the dollar dance. not for mine. On another note, I predict SRS appears on ESPN by 2024 talking WWE. Let's effing go. If you mean like working for them, that won't happen.
He means like an appearance, Sean.
Okay, I could do an appearance, but I'm signed with Fightful through 2029.
That's not what he's saying, though. He's saying like as like a person coming in as a guest. He's sure. complimenting you, Sean. Take the compliment.
I took the compliment.
No,
I
you were like, it. Well, that's not correct because I have a Fightful contract at 2029.
I said if he meant like working for them, I won't be doing that.
But that was not what he meant.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just saying.
Why are you trying to pick a fight with your own imagination, Denise? I don't give a damn.
I'm just upset that you didn't understand his super chat.
I understood it. I was clarifying.
What were you clarifying? That's not what he needed clarification with.
That I would do an appearance, but I ain't working there. That's what I was clarifying.
He wasn't saying you were going to...
Muted. Asian Joe says, I had a money dance at my wedding, but now I'm divorced. Vandalia says, I've been to a dance where you paid to dance with a groom or bride up here in Ohio. Well, then, Chris Ferris says, wedding photog in Kentucky, shot and attended over 100 weddings, seen a money dance less than 5 times.
Okay, but people know that they're a thing, Sean. That's the point that we're trying to establish here, just because you never heard of it. And also notice how this is like the thing, like how are we getting so many comments about this?
George Barfield says that purse is approximately 32 dances. Well, let's talk about Raw, Denise. It's a half hour in.
Roman Reigns. You're the one running this show, not me.
I know, but you won't. Listen, it's about to go from this to this.
Oh, Sean, grow a pair and do it. Just do it. I don't care. So you flip me off. My feelings are not going to be hurt.
It's not flipping off. That's called getting frogged. Wise ass. Now you don't sound so fucking smart, do you? Muted. Roman Reigns comes out to the ring. He's got Paul Heyman with him. Cuts a promo. He gets tired of talking. Paul Heyman talks a little bit. But then we get Austin Theory. And this is where I think it picks up. And this is probably my favorite segment of the show. Because Austin Theory is like, yeah, I'm going to cash in on you this Sunday. Or Saturday. Whatever the hell day it is. He's going to cash in during Denise's wedding. But Roman Reigns is
in
like...
the money dance?
Yeah, he's... the money dance in the bank.
Sean, but, you have to do it now. We spent so much time talking about it. Now you have no choice.
Quit it. I'm trying to talk about this damn show. I don't get paid extra to be on this show longer, Denise. So Roman Reigns hits a deadly line. He's like, look around. Your daddy's not here anymore. And the crowd ate it up. Denise, if he was saying this stuff to heels with regularity, he would make a phenomenal babyface. That's the Roman Reigns that should have been a babyface for a long time. Not suffering succotash. It should have been, this is my yard. Your daddy's not here now. He owned Austin Theory here. I thought this was phenomenal. And it gave Austin Theory even more of a reason to hate and have disdain for Roman Reigns. I thought they pulled this off well.
This was definitely one of my favorite portions of Raw. And to me, this was probably the only portion of Raw that actually felt different. And I get it. You know, I know that for the most part, it was already, you know, what was already set to be happening on the show was set to happen and all of that. But in terms of like something that actually felt different, because I think a lot of people tuned into Raw today, you know, expecting more changes, I think, to their programming. But for the most part, this was the segment that felt the most different. And by that, it was really just the way that Roman Reigns was, you know, everything that he said, the lines that he delivered and all of that. And the part about when he said your daddy's not here anymore, I absolutely loved that. But what I mostly loved about that, about all of this, is that we finally got a chance from the crowd that didn't feel forced.
Yes.
It didn't feel like it was shoved down our throats. There's a lot of things that WWE tries to make happen, and you know, just know it's just like they'll repeat it a million times, right? Just so that the person can, like, the crowd can start cheering, and it gets so annoying. You can't get on board with it. So this one felt natural. This one felt like the crowd was like, "Oh, like, who's your daddy?" That was funny. And so I liked that it felt natural. And that was one of the things that I think was like the biggest takeaway from this. But there was just a lot of little things that like Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns did. Like there was when Austin Theory came out and Roman Reigns was like, hey, New York, take it easy on him. Like he's nervous, kind of like belittling him. Oh, I loved that. But then Roman Reigns was all like, we like him. And Paul Heyman was like, Paul Heyman's all, he's all right. He's all right.
Yeah.
That killed me. So it was just like these little interactions that we saw just like throughout this entire promo that I really enjoyed. And I thought we got a lot of good that came out of it. But in terms of this, to me, was where the show peaked. Everything else was pretty much Raw 101 that we've been getting for the last couple of months or however long you want to say.
And I do want to reiterate, this is basically the show I saw last night before it was announced about Triple H. Tampa Bong says, your daddy's not here anymore. Analyze the situation. Even Heyman was caught off guard. Leonza said that the Theory segment reminded him of the 2003 ALCS. That was a heartbreaker. But hey, the Sox made it the next year, so maybe Austin Theory will become champ next year. Vandalia says, I think that was one of the best Roman promos I've heard in a while. And Line Drive said, I got to say, the daddy isn't here line is great, not just for Vince, but leaves the hanging fruit for Gargano should they choose to use it. I mean, he could also, I mean, yes, you could. I mean, daddy's home. And then Ciampa's like, what the hell? Because that's his line too. I thought that was really good. I thought Roman killed it. Denise, this has always been in Roman Reigns. Like there are FCW promos where he's like, he's kind of fancy pants. And he's like the interviewer was saying, well, you're late. And he's like, what? Did you have big plans at the dollar store or something? Like what did you have to do besides wait for me? This has always been in him, but they neutered him to such a degree. And I'm so glad to see that this is what we always knew he could be.
Well, I mean, we've seen shades of it before because even like, you know, the stuff that, you know, is heavily scripted and the stuff that is so, you know, some people may say like generic. And while there has been a lot of like generic lines given to Roman Reigns, he has had a lot of really good ones in there too, and that I at least recall enjoying. And so I feel like we've always seen glimpses of that in Roman Reigns, even like with all of that. But this one just felt differently. And I think this one felt differently for multiple reasons. One, you know, we're coming in knowing this big story, this big difference in WWE with Triple H, you know, heading a creative. We're going into this in New York and Madison Square Garden. There's just a lot that factored into this whole entire intro.
Anthony Navarro says, Theory to lose Money in the Bank from Dolph Ziggler or an unsuccessful cash-in. I think as of right now, it'll be an unsuccessful cash-in or he'll lose the briefcase. Alex Quirk says the Who's Your Daddy chant goes back years in New York, so it's natural. I mean, Denise, I had people so brainwashed that all I did was tweet, oh, Stephanie McMahon leads a chant of thank you, Vince, on Friday. And people were like, this is misleading. It's clickbait. They were actually chanting it before that. I'm like, yes, you had to tell them to shut up because the reason they sent her out there was so she could do it. It was literally the design of the segment. That was it. People were like, oh, well, actually, they were doing it before. You're being misleading.
Well, I think at this point, Sean, you can literally tweet, my head is itchy, and people will be mad at you.
Yeah, well, they can get over it. Nerd Guru says the vision is to get the briefcase, the F off Theory, and get it on Seth. Seth cashes in at the Rumble. Cody returns to win the Rumble. Run it back one more time at Mania. For the title, all under Hunter's vision. I think Cody will definitely win that title at some point. I don't know what route. I think there are some people in the company angling for another match, and hopefully I'll have some confirmation on that soon. Kim Gray said she popped so hard for that line. Said, oh, we're going there. Yep, we certainly did. And El Mero Mero says, is it just me, or is tonight the weakest Theory's look since his initial push? Does he fail when cashing in? Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Because let's talk about it. Denise, when we sat there in Las Vegas, we said, well, what's going to happen with Theory? And I said, I assume he's going to lose every single match that he's got. And he is now 0-6. Actually, he's 0-7 now. Sorry. Because Drew McIntyre ended up beating Theory via DQ. And then Lashley and Drew defeated Theory and Sheamus. First off, I want to compliment something. Sheamus knocked the living shit out of Bobby Lashley like twice with his knee. That knee on the outside, beautifully delivered, beautifully sold. The knee from the top was amazing. Sheamus is a guy that people in the company thought was going to retire a few years ago. And the last few years in the ring, he has never been better. I look forward to watching Sheamus matches when they're fresh. So that makes me very happy. Kind of hoping that the Drew match gets moved to SummerSlam, because both of those guys live in Nashville. And it seems like it would make a lot of sense to do that in Nashville just for them. But the knees were great. But I just look at this and I'm like, well, Theory's booking sucks.
We need to mention that Theory was part of the first 40 to 50 minutes, maybe even the whole hour, the first hour of Raw tonight. It was like everything, you know, with the Roman Reigns thing, then going into the match with Drew McIntyre, going on to the next match. And that took up a lot of time for Theory. But, you know, I kind of want to start, I'm trying to get off where I want to start off with what I want to say in regards to this, but I kind of feel like, and I kind of feel bad for Austin Theory, because I do, you know, I like the guy. I do. I like the guy. I know that he kind of feels like he's been, you know, shoved down our throats, and he has. And there, I still don't think that we should have spent all of this time, you know, and all of this focus in on him like we have the past couple of weeks, especially because, you know, there was really no specific reason that was very clear to people, like, oh, this is why Austin Theory is the guy, right? Like, we really didn't get to see that. While many people were like, oh, yeah, you know, this is why. Us, the people watching the show, didn't really get to see a lot of that. And I do think, like, if they play their cards right now with Austin Theory, I still think that they can actually make a good, you know, heel out of him. Because the guy is, you know, he kind of has that unlikable, you know, thing to him. And so they can make that work to their benefit. But yeah, they spent pretty much the entire hour of the first show today pretty much focusing in on Theory, but in a way that kind of was not... It was not the best. Like, the interaction with Roman Reigns was great and all that, but that was more so great for Roman Reigns, not so much for Austin Theory. The match that he had with Drew McIntyre, there was quite a bit of good stuff in there, even though it kind of started off when the Drew McIntyre-Austin Theory match started. I kind of thought that it was going to be a squash, especially with the way that the match started. And I thought, oh man, they really just brought in Drew McIntyre right now to finish off Theory. So everything that we got after that, it kind of felt like, yeah, it was a little bit of a burial of Theory, but not, I don't know how to explain it, not the burial that you would expect, because it lasted so long.
So, yeah, I don't think it's going to improve either. And like, all this focus for him to lose over and over and over again, because that company believes that he's bulletproof with that briefcase. Joel Wood says, one thing I noticed is the talking interactions tonight felt a little more natural to me. Sounded like people actually talking to each other, much more than usual. Jan Beard says, hoping in the way that Theory cashes in and fails is pretty much a copy of Seth and turns into a triple threat, and he gets pinned soon after. I hope so. Richie Goodacre says, it was hard for me to get into Drew versus Theory because I knew they didn't want to pin either guy. So it was an obvious DQ finish. Oh, I don't believe that at all. I think they would absolutely pin Theory. I think they would do a best of seven falls and pin him four straight times if he's got that briefcase. I don't think that matters at all.
And I think the DQ kind of was the first thing that we got on the show that I think kind of killed a little bit of that momentum that they had with the opening of the show. Because it was like, okay, we get started with a very abrupt, you know, fight in the middle of the ring with The Miz and Logan Paul and all of that. And then we get into this really lengthy promo with Roman and Theory and Paul and all of this. And for the most part, I feel like people were, you know, pretty engaged at this point. But I feel like the second that we got that DQ, it was kind of the, okay, this is the Raw that we're used to. This isn't like, this was it. This was the point of, we weren't going to really be seeing anything different for those that were expecting something a lot differently on today's show. Like when they turned it into the tag team match, I thought, okay, fine. Am I really like over the moon about it? Not so much, but I really did enjoy Bobby and Drew as a tag team. I thought that they were pretty, you know, entertaining together as a team from what we saw. That was perfectly fine. But it did kind of just take the air out a little bit when you're like, okay, well, right after all of that stuff that was good, we get a DQ in this like first match.
Reminder, you can get your super chats here in here at youtube.com/Fightful or humperchats.com that allows you to leave your question or statement before we go in the air. You'll definitely want to check out List and Your Boy this week. That is our weekly news show. Jimmy Van will have some unique business insight on the Vince McMahon situation. Henry Casey says, just got home from MSG. Probably the biggest problem of the entire 3 hours was this match. It dragged so hard. It definitely felt like it because it was the... It probably didn't help that Theory went from the Roman thing to his own promo to the Drew match to the tag match. It was just the whole time.
I think when he came out with the promo, it was one of those things where you're like, oh, we're still on this? Okay. Yeah. I think a lot of people were thinking we were going to move on to something else.
Dick the Cock Johnson appropriately sends a humper chat and says, I love that Theory is feuding with half the roster. I do like that. It's just he's losing all of them. Evil Live says, I understand Edge's travel was canceled, but it still begs the question as to why we didn't get at least the usual two-part teaser vignette tonight. Do you think we'll get the big reveal at SummerSlam? Yeah, I do. I do think so, but that's not me reporting anything. That's just me predicting things. I know that they had travel set, but what does that mean? Nothing. I've seen all kinds of travel canceled, but...
I'd rather see it at SummerSlam.
I would
save some stuff for the big show, you know? I would prefer that.
Austin Clutter says, any update on Rick Boogs? Oh, buddy, he's out for a while. He tore his leg to shreds. Where does Raw rank in the post-pandemic era for me? As far as buzz, it's among the top. As far as quality, I don't have enough that stand out to me to even be willing to rank it, Denise.
Was going to say, no, I can't even think of something. I mean, maybe like the first, you know, Raw with an actual audience. I remember that being something to talk about. But I mean, this show had a lot of buzz, but it was mainly because of everything that was going on with, you know, the big stories. But like I said, it kind of killed that buzz right away the second we saw that first DQ.
Yeah. And he says, what's something that can top the Vince news? Very few things, if anything. Like it would have like, honestly, maybe some like tragic stuff could, but hopefully none of that happens. I do think if we get a Monday Night War level feud between AEW and WWE, I think a lot of their news can be there because wrestling news is so much more mainstream now than it even was back then, even though the numbers are way below what they were. They're making a lot more money too. Super Pony says, is Kevin Owens still injured? Do they not have anything for him? I wish I had an answer for that. I wish I had an answer. Elmer O'Mara says, what are the chances we see Adam Cole back in WWE when his contract is up? I think if this happened a year ago, Denise, I think Adam Cole never leaves WWE.
Oh, no way. No way.
He told me it was a very hard decision for him.
I was wondering about Bryan Danielson, too. Like, I wonder if he would be gone. Like, there's a couple of names where I wonder, like, if they would be gone.
Well, Danielson, like, he adored Vince McMahon. Like, he got along with him great. But, come on, like, there's... You can like somebody, but be like, man, you're kind of shit at creative, too. Vandalia says, not changing what was planned is a new thing now, so I guess something changed. So, yeah, him saying that the creative stayed the same from last night is the new thing.
There you go. We should have been celebrating that. We need to celebrate that.
Joel Wood says, is it me or were there less crazy camera cuts tonight? It was
there
you.
There was.
I thought it was him. I saw a lot of them.
No, but there was less, though.
Go ahead.
No, I feel like there was less. I mean, I'm not saying they're non-existent because they were still there, but it was definitely a lot less because there's been times where like in one little move, you see like so many. And I don't think I noticed that too much. And there was like during the promos today, I noticed that they kept the camera longer on the subject that was talking versus doing all the other stuff, you know?
I think there were still a lot. I didn't notice as many zooms, but they don't let anything breathe. Like I will always point people to Maven eliminating Undertaker. Go back and watch that. And there were no crazy cuts to the crowd to have somebody go. Because Maven sold it and Undertaker sold it on their faces. And you could kind of see the crowd jumping up. You could see the crowd putting their hands on their heads. You could hear the crowd reacting. It wasn't what it is now, and it was so much better.
Kudos to our bestie, Maven.
Yeah, indeed. Also, Luis, whatever that super chat was that you just took off, I need it back up there. I haven't read it. Rob Reed says, first day in charge of creative and Triple H finds a way to put Metallica in a video package that was already planned ahead. But yes, Garrett says, was it just me or did the wrestling seem faster than usual? Some of the spots in the Mysterios match felt hard and that Sheamus knee was crazy. I think that's a matter of circumstance there. So I just think that happened just because. Anti and Brick says, money dance post show live. Nope. Leonza Duncan
said yes, Sean. You already said yes.
Leonza Duncan says, I'm black. We pin money on the bride. Why? Well, hey, there you go.
See? Come on.
And Leonza says, Denise, don't you listen to rap a lot? I think I probably listen to more rap than Denise does.
I don't think I really listen to any rap. Like maybe like classics, but not like any modern stuff.
What do you consider classics? I'm interested.
I don't know. Just like the songs that like everybody knows on the radio.
Do you know who A Tribe Called Quest is?
No.
Oh, all right. We're just going to end that conversation.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Chris Petra says
people listen to different things.
Greek weddings, pin money.
Wait, hold on. Whatever you would consider rap on the radio, like top 40, that's me.
Okay. So you listen to Flo Rida.
He had that one song. What was it? Right? Was he the one that sung Right Round? Round Right? No. Which one's the one he's famous for?
Right Round. That's right.
Okay, I like that song.
Chris Peacher says, Greek weddings pin money on the bride and groom as well. It's an old custom that is performed early. Congrats, Denise. Indeed.
Thank
congrats
you.
Denise. Jan Beard says that SRS should do Stephen A. show, Stephen A. Smith's show in the morning. Could theme it as SRS meets SAS. I would love to do his show.
And then you'd be really fancy, Sean. You wouldn't even talk to us anymore. You'd be like, ugh.
I mean, listen, I love breaking news, but if I could get the Stephen A. Smith job of talking in front of a camera for a couple hours in the morning, that'd be ideal.
Would you stop? Would you give up like breaking news or would you just incorporate it?
I would probably incorporate it because I love breaking news. Like as exhausting as this past week has been, it's been like such a good adrenaline rush too. Like,
okay, if you had to pick, you had to be one or the other. Breaking news or your talking head. What do you pick? One or the other. Death's not an option.
I actually get along and am more cordial with people in the business as a newsbreaker than I would be a talking head. Because when you're a talking head, you got to say that goofy, wild shit.
Like what? What
like
goofy,
all,
wild
oh,
shit?
Like all that stuff. Like Skip Bayless talking about LeBron. Like it's...
Oh, like you feel like you got to have a forced opinion.
You got to ride somebody's dick to do that. Like real bad. Like you really got to ride somebody's dick to do that. Like it's, and
wait,
I'm not saying
so you're
that in
saying
negative
you have
way.
To have like a really outlandish opinion.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Like forced where you even have to like sell it to yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. Devil Within said Skip talks about LeBron every single day. Yes. I'll tune in. Like there'll be some big milestone and it's like, no matter what it's, well, what are the Dallas Cowboys doing? I'm like, it's fucking July. They're not playing for 3 months. Who cares? Or it's, you know, it's August and they're like, LeBron in LA. I'm like, who gives a shit? The NBA season is at 3 months. Anyway, Elmira Mara says, not knowing A Tribe Called Quest, cancel Denise.
What can I say? I'm sorry. There's different people that listen to different things. Yeah. Y'all need to accept that people like different things. I don't want to be identical to you, Sean, or to everybody here.
You should,
okay?
You should ideally,
I'm my own person.
You should ideally strive to be exactly like me.
Oh, hells no.
Meet Normus says, happy Shark Week, everyone. Dark Elevation main event of JD Drake and Takeshita slapped and humped. That sounds like a good time.
What song do they sing? Maybe I know the songs.
Oh, there's a lot.
What's their
awards
most famous
tour,
one?
We
like
the
I
people.
Need lyrics. Any lyrics?
If you, well, We or the like People was maybe one that you would know from the last few years. It came out in like 2016.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to sing it to me.
Do you know who Q-Tip is?
You have to sing me the songs.
Ah, damn. No, I'm saying,
I only know songs if you sing them to me.
I ain't singing them to you, Denise.
Well, then I can't know them. Because then afterwards, watch. I bet you.
I
know,
wish you would
search...
let me get through these super chats. For the love of God, Denise. You're going to get your
Sean,
extra money. You're
going
to get
sorry.
Your pay.
You know what? There, that's it. I'm not speaking. Continue on.
Meet Normus says, how was Raw with Triple H in control? More of the same. Joel Wood says, 24/7 title wasn't even mentioned on the show. Triple H for Booker of the Year. Very clever. ShotKid29 says, tuned into Raw for the first time in a long time. Still, work to be done and get Logan Paul out of here, but already some clear improvements. I'm not ready to say get Logan Paul out of here. I don't think he's any worse than anybody else. I think he's a good performer as well. Rey Mysterio has his 20th anniversary celebration. He has lots of shout outs. Jonathan Hedman says, I caught COVID. It might be delusional, but the biggest production change tonight, the Mysterios all watching TV like normal people. Well, Denise, his family couldn't have all stood sideways. Could you imagine the whole, like everybody?
Mm-hmm.
But we end up getting a match. It's Judgment Day against the Mysterios. Nitrax isn't happy about it. Says Dominic is awful. Send him back to developmental. But that's not what anybody's talking about here. Not what anybody's talking about here. The match ends. Mysterios win. Judgment Day is just buried. They're wrestling at SummerSlam. But backstage, Rhea shows up and she beats that ass. What ass? Every ass, Denise. Especially Aaliyah for messing with her man, Buddy Matthews. I respect it. She's like, I don't care if you dated him 2 years ago. I'm beating that ass. And she did. And then she beat up Ray. I loved this. Like, she should just whip everybody's ass. I'm all for it. By the way, Aaliyah apparently went to the NXT parking lot, intimidated Santos Escobar, and stole Rey Mysterio's gear back. But Rhea's back. That's wonderful.
I'm very happy to see her back. We didn't know when she was coming back, so I'm glad to see her here. I do want to talk a little bit about Rey Mysterio's promo that he did. I thought it was really nice. I thought, you know, him thanking everybody was really cool. There was a lot of good stuff there. Him basically just going off, and he really seemed very genuinely thankful to the people. And that was really nice to see him have that moment. It's not very often that you get those moments. And the ending of this match with Judgment Day, I liked the ending. I thought it was really fun, you know, with Finn Balor trying to get away with the exact same Eddie spine and not being able to do it, and his reaction and how he sold that. Like, he was so shocked when Rey Mysterio turned the tables on him. That was really fun. Closing it off with the frog splash. Nice stuff there. It just felt like maybe the match itself was like whatever, but the ending felt nice. It felt like a nice little way to celebrate Rey Mysterio, and especially in a you know, place like Madison Square Garden. That was really cool. I like that.
Dominic conveniently is away when Rey gets attacked. Think there's something more to that? Do you think he's joining Judgment Day?
I think at this point, it wouldn't hurt him. Honestly, yeah, I mean, like, how much to try anything?
How much more could they possibly suck? Well, we're gonna test that theory.
I felt so bad too when Rey said that Dominic was going to be representing the Mysterio legacy when he's gone to the fullest. I was like, aw.
Oh, I think they should have shaved a couple of matches off of this feud. And I think you all should shave some off of your nasty pubes. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. They got that Platinum Package 4.0. Manscaped, the leader in below-the-waist grooming. Now trust them with the rest. Join 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going there, getting 20% off and free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL. Improve your confidence. Have a good grooming routine, especially in the summer. That hot, humid weather. Their brand-new Platinum Package 4.0 is the biggest bundle they've ever offered. They're giving you a bulk discount on all their top products. They got that Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, ultra premium body wash, and the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, ultra premium deodorant, crop preserver anti-chafing ball deodorant, the crop reviver ball spray toner, the anti-chafing boxers, and the shed travel bag to hold all them in. Got that advanced skin safe technology with that Weed Whacker, that body trimmer. Oh my gosh, man. All that stuff for 20% off. Denise. Wow.
Yes.
If you used Manscaped, you probably wouldn't have to rely on the money dance.
You're exactly right.
You'll be doing the Manscaped dance. You'll be helicoptering all over the place with manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Waterproof trimmers, reduce your foot odor, reduce the risk of ingrown hairs and grooming accidents. It's good stuff. Bring your comfort and your boxers to the next level as well. We got some more super chats, Denise. Hold on. Let me find this podcast frame. There we go.
because they swap us. This is weird. I feel like I'm in an alternate universe.
I did. Thanks.
Hey, how would you do the Manscaped dance? Would it be like this, or would it be like, what would it be like?
I don't think I need to answer that on the air. Nerd Guru says, you look beautiful tonight. Respectfully, Denise.
Thank you. No one ever tells me that. I appreciate it.
Isaiah asks how old we both are. I am about 3 years younger than Denise because she's old as shit. Old as shit. Make yourself 85 says, has Denise ever listened to The Roots?
Sing a song.
Okay. Have you ever watched Jimmy Fallon of late?
Yes.
Okay. There are lots of elements of The Roots there.
Okay, but
Sheldon Jackson says, Denise, for A Tribe Called Quest, electric relaxation is a jam. Yes, it is. Joel B says, I'm Cuban and these $5 go towards repairing your relationship with the Latino community. Big thank you to Chad Zuber. He says, hey, SRS and Denise, wanted to thank you for everything you both do. I've been down for a few weeks and your shows bring a smile to my face. Thank you so much for everything. Denise, congrats on your wedding Sunday. Well, first off, Chad, thank you for saying that. We have shows like between the main feed and select. I try to aim for us having an average of 2 shows a day because I've been in that spot before. I've been bummed out, and having people to talk to, especially like live and interact with, helped me an awful lot. So hopefully it helps you all as well. So
I'm bummed out too. And then I come out to these shows and you're just stomping on my confidence and stomping on my self-esteem, Sean.
How? What did I do?
I don't know. I come in here and I'm like, I'm trying to have a good day. And you're like, shut up, mute you. You're dumb.
Will Kavanaugh says, will we be seeing an Aaliyah versus Rhea feud? No way.
Oh, come on. Why not? You never know.
Aaliyah can't work.
Well, maybe she'll do something else. I don't know.
Yeah. Because having Dominic work, just went fine, right?
At this point, can she be any worse?
Queen Monet says, so happy Rhea's back. Her present was missed, and I loved her with the I'm your poppy shirt after what she said on Twitter to Don. That was good. Dream Ninja says, Rhea is amazing. Hopeful Triple H can reinvigorate more of the women's division like NXT. Don't think we see much of a change in booking till after SummerSlam. Main event was great. I would think so, too. I think maybe he'll change some of the finishes to SummerSlam, but I think once that happens, we can kind of get a bit of a clean slate there, Denise.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, especially after SummerSlam. SummerSlam's going to be like the big one, I think, where it's like, okay, let's see how this is going to be, you know, different. You know, I feel like the takeovers were phenomenal and this and that. I don't recall a bad takeover with Triple H. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what we see with SummerSlam. I mean, I'm not comparing it to a takeover or anything like that, but, you know.
Wrestle Break says, listening to the Raw review a little late, and I just need to say Denise is 100% right. Born and raised in Missouri and moved to Iowa, and almost every wedding I've been to, we have the dollar dance where you pay to dance with the bride. So it's interesting that so many people are like, almost all of them do or almost all of them don't.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. They're either like me or they're like you.
Venix says, Denise, my favorite step host. We got a bunch about
that. Was it?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, James, I was waiting for more.
James says, do we think Triple H will have an on-screen presence? Nope. I think he's pretty much done on screen. Do we think he's going to be featured more now that he's in charge? Nope. I don't think that he will. I think he's probably going to stay off TV for the most part.
Dorian, yeah, I think he'll come in and do like a random speech or something like that at a rent, like,
yeah,
you know, like for an anniversary or something like that. I don't know.
Dorian says,
a special occasion.
Dorian says, was this mostly a Vince produced show? A lot more wrestling, but I can't imagine Pete Dunne and Ciampa being in their current roles for long. I can't either. I think this was probably put together in between the Friday and the announcement. Make Yourself says, Raw was Omos free, and that's a plus.
Oh, how sad. I just realized Omos wasn't on the show until right now.
He's so fast, though. Nerd Guru says, Raw felt at least somewhat new tonight. You could tell with the brawls and some camera angles. The whole Rhea kicking Ray and Dom's ass was good stuff. Becky and Bianca's brawl was good. Theory getting his ass kicked ruled. Progress. Time to play the game. I mean, I can tell you Raw felt somewhat new. I mean, we're getting the biggest level of super chats that we've gotten since like the return from post-pandemic stuff, like since there was that buzz.
Bro, 70% of them were about the money dance.
We got to talk about that stuff more. Austin Clutter says SummerSlam match predictions. I feel like some stuff might be pulled. Like we might end up seeing like Riddle or Rollins moved or something like that. I think there might be some of that. But match predictions, I mean, AJ and Ciampa would make a lot of sense, but I don't know. Any matches that you think should be added?
I think right now, no. I feel like they've already added everything that they were working on, that they were at least building towards, that if they add something, it's probably something that wasn't too big that I probably didn't even realize that they weren't even added to the card.
And they've got 9 matches on the show, and that's more than what they've done lately. They've usually went a lot less than that.
Yeah.
Torchcrawler says Triple H was big on Shayna, praying to the gods that she gets at least one good run. Her last year has been bleak. It has been.
What has Shayna been up to right now? Have we seen her? When's the last time we saw her? I don't remember the last thing she did.
Playing second fiddle in the Natalya Ronda thing.
That was a while back, wasn't it?
About a month. Elmer Romero says, do you think that Triple H will rebuild Shayna? I think this is the best shot she has. For a lot of this talent, I think this is their best shot at sort of reclaiming some good creative. Bianca Belair promo. Becky Lynch came out and interrupted. Nerd Guru says, just want to say Becky Lynch is quite as beautiful as someone can be. And Kevin Dunn, I'm not making fun of somebody's appearances here, Nerd Guru. Regardless of what you think of Kevin Dunn. Ain't here for that, but the Bianca Belair promo helped build to SummerSlam. How did you feel about this one?
Dude, I love everything that they do. This was something simple, and it was straight to the point. A simple bra, it's always going to get it. I feel it's an easy way to get a little bit more, like, you know, oomph into the feud. And I'm totally okay with this. This was perfectly fine to me. Like, it wasn't anything major, but it just kept adding to what they're doing. It's fine.
Yeah, I think this is pretty simple. We also have Alexa Bliss and Doudrop. Alexa Bliss putting over how much Lily sells. She actually said, Lily's got a job. She's the number one merch seller on WWE Shop, which I thought was kind of funny. Alexa Bliss ends up winning. This match keeps happening over and over and over again. Charlie says, why oh why couldn't have Triple H at least featured a women match over 5 minutes tonight to make it feel like something is going to change under his leadership? Any lapsed viewers gave WWE a second chance tonight. They saw the same old shit. That they did. Women were not featured anywhere near as much as they should have been tonight, Denise.
Yeah, I completely agree. I know, like, when this match ended, I thought, oh, that's it? Okay, well, I guess good for Alexa Bliss getting this win. But I wish they would have shown the Ronda Rousey thing on TV, because I didn't even know that that had happened. I saw it on social media and I thought, damn, did I fast forward this too much? Like, did I miss this? When did this air? I would have actually liked to see that, like, on TV, just to add a little something, you know?
Yeah, Asuka, Carmella were both on main event tonight. Thank you to Goddammit Ray for subscribing on Twitch. We do simulcast to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Also, for those of you that missed it, Denise and Will Washington did an ROH Death Before Dishonor review on Saturday. You guys want to check that out as well. We also have 2 interviews a week dropping every week here on Fightful. So check those out. We got plenty more super chats. Grimman Media says, how fast do you think the Fairweather anti-WWE stands will jump back to WWE if Triple H does the minimum fan service, brings back Black and Gold, fires Bruce, etc.? I mean, that was a very loaded, very weird way to put it. I mean, WWE creatively, in my opinion, has sucked. It's been insulting to our intelligence. They don't do the bare minimum. If they make a show make sense, I can forgive an awful lot of stuff. I want to like wrestling. There's all kinds of shows that I watched far past their expiration date just because I took comfort in them and enjoyed them. But when they didn't make sense, I was like, what the hell? Like, when Lost like wasn't making sense anymore, I was like, I don't watch this for comfort anymore. I didn't want to do it. WWE has long just not only not made sense, but done it not made sense despite itself. So does the minimum fan service? I don't think it has anything to do with firing Bruce or bringing back Black and Gold. I think it it's making some minimum effort, not showing the same bullshit that they watch every single week. And Denise, we still got rematches tonight.
Yeah, and also I think it's very clear that even like the people that are like diehard defend everything that WWE does, they, when you get the fresh stuff, when you get new stuff, they react to that, man. It's not like they're not, you know, wanting the same thing too. They might, I just feel like, you know, there's going to be people that, you know, like everything, but even they want to see a little bit. You see it on TV. You see what works and you see what doesn't. You can tell by the reactions.
Jambeard says the Egyptian women's bobsled team could win the Olympic gold medal while breaking records, and Skip would still say that LeBron isn't the GOAT and the Dallas Cowboys are always making him angry and sad. That is absolutely true. Chris Peacock says, whose idea are these god-awful renders during animated wrestlers or during wrestlers' entrance? Will they go away? I think they're here to stay. I think they're going to continue.
There's some times where I don't really like them. It depends. Sometimes I like them. Sometimes I don't.
Sean Garner says, when is your SummerSlam predictions video? I don't know if I'm doing one this week. I got kind of a...
I am.
Well, there you go. Denise will have one. But I don't know if I'm doing one this week. I'll see what I can do. At the very least, we will have one on the Friday SmackDown show, and I'll have them run through their predictions.
Come on, Sean. You need to get on it. Come on. If I can do it, you can do it.
I got nothing to do. You've been way busier than me this weekend. Jambeard. Jambeard
yeah,
says,
I kind of have.
Doubt it.
I've been very busy too,
you've
Sean.
Got, you've got you know? Nothing important coming up.
Nothing.
Jambeard says, I'd like to see Drew versus Gunther IC title feud. Me too. I'd like to see it as a world title feud.
Yep.
Happy Rachel Kate says, really love this palpable energy around the wrestling world with these changes. Everyone's here to give WWE a fresh shot in their new era. Here's hoping Triple H knocks it out of the park in the months to come. Denise, I have felt an overwhelming sense of excitement and optimism. I don't know how WWE can't look at this and say, shit, maybe we really do need to change how we do things. If this many people that stopped watching our show are this excited, maybe this is a sign we should take a different approach.
Unless they don't want us to, which obviously they wouldn't. Obviously they want us to watch the show. But yeah, I mean, nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody, but I haven't seen much negativity around this on Twitter. So, I mean, unless I'm not in that part of Twitter, I haven't really seen too much negativity on this. And, you know, obviously people making jokes about it and whatnot. But for the most part, I feel like I've seen a lot of people go like, you know what? Good for Triple H, or good for this. This is a positive change. Like, I haven't seen too much negativity.
So, goddamn it, Ray says, what are five things you and Denise hope Triple H changes in the next 6 months? We'll start with two each. Denise, the first thing, all the rematches. I want matches to feel special again. And the second is production. I want the production to go to a more bare bones thing. When I spoke to Eric Bischoff before he went back to WWE, he said something that I completely agree with. It felt too overproduced to feel spontaneous. It didn't feel like anything could happen because it felt like everything was overproduced. What do you think?
For me, I want to see a different type. I want to see better in-ring wrestling in terms of like the matches to be better quality, the matches to feel like, I don't want to go and be like, oh yeah, like watch something and be like, yep, this is a Raw match. Like, give me a pay-per-view caliber match on Raw. On top of that, storylines that are interesting, that are fun, that are not too dorky, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Too dorky, too cartoonish. I want to see a little bit more of like realism kind of incorporated into the storylines, just so that I feel like I want to care when, you know, we're heading into a certain match. I want to care. And the only way to make me care is by, you know, giving me an interesting story and knowing that I'm going to see, you know, a good match. Like, that's all I want. And I want to see a variety too. I want to see more of a variety in terms of styles with what we're watching in terms of the in-ring wrestling. I want to see more of a variety there. I just don't want everything to feel so generic, because everything feels generic. Everything feels like printed out of the same damn factory. I want to see something like, just switch it up, you know, do something different.
I also like, as a fifth thing, just make it make sense. Make it make sense. Irene says, I wonder how much of the perceived changes on Raw were actual backstage changes, or just fans projecting and seeing the ones they hope to see. I think it was the latter for this go around. I think fans were just kind of wanting to see something.
Yeah, but then it became very clear that it was, I'm telling you, it was like the first little bits of the show. You were like, oh, this feels good. And the next thing you know, it was like, we're back to the same thing.
Joel Wood says, the one thing I did notice, there seemed to be a little more emphasis on wrestling and less on goofy shit. I mean, kind of. I mean, we got the millionth Street Profits Usos thing. We got the millionth Alexa Dewdrop thing. We got Austin Theory losing over and over and over again. The Mysterios and Judgment Day again. We got the Tiny Balls again. James says, full names would be a great start. So I know some of that is like because when they trademark it and they just have Theory, well, I mean, he can use Austin Theory anywhere because he had it before WWE. But ideally, they wouldn't be able to use a one-part name like Ruby Riott was able to use Ruby for Ruby Soho outside. I know that was one of the motivations, but I think Triple H probably gives less of a shit about that.
I was going to say, I feel like that's on a lot of people's list. I don't feel it's at the top of my list in terms of like things that I'm like, if I had to make three wishes of things that were actually changed, yeah, it wouldn't be one of those. I would have it like in my very low top 15 things that I would want to see changed.
Anti and Brick says, love y'all. Thanks for everything you do. Congrats, Denise. Any specific expectations on what will change? So expectations, I think the terminology will change. I don't think belt will be a bad word anymore. I think a lot of that stuff is out the window. Truly, now Vince McMahon has almost zero power as it relates to those decisions because he is in a situation where he's resigned from these roles. He doesn't have the iron fist. They don't have to go through him. Will they? I don't know. Maybe, but that's no longer the case.
I think that now we're not going to be like, oh, this person, because of the way that he looks, he's going to get pushed. Now, yeah. I think it's going to be more so of, you know what, if you're good, if you have, you know, all of the qualities that you need to have in order to become a big star, I feel like there's going to be more people that may have not been given an opportunity because they didn't meet the qualifications of what they were supposed to look like. I do think that we're going to be seeing a little bit more of like different people get a real opportunity, you know, like for a bit, you know,
even then they got rid of Braun and Cross. Like what are they looking for at this point? They got rid of Braun, Cross, and Scarlett. What on earth are you looking for if that's not what you're looking for?
That's true.
So it's always just hard to say. Like, yeah, Jambeard says, I was hoping Triple H was going to open Raw with a ruthless aggression style promo and could lead to kayfabe people leaving bad booking and names. I mean, like Butch, I think it's fine. Gunther, I think it's fine. Like, it's fun to laugh at immediately. It didn't ruin either man. I think if Triple H was going to do one of those speeches, I feel like SummerSlam or next Monday is the right time to do it, Denise.
I guess, yeah, you're right. Maybe after SummerSlam or at maybe not at SummerSlam, only because I feel like there's just too much focus on like everything else that's happening. I've actually would have liked it today, especially given MSG. Yeah, Madison Square Garden. I think today would have been the day to do it.
Personally, I was actually surprised that Vince didn't do his farewell at MSG, the stadium that he or the arena.
I mean, I think we know why now, right?
Oh, of course now, yeah. But I thought that he would try to pull it off. And for Triple H, like Nissan Stadium, the football stadium, I think that'd be a good place to kind of do it. Nicholas says, I feel Triple H will do Vince booking till SummerSlam because he's stuck in current storylines. Lambo says, I keep hearing people ask who may come to WWE with Vince gone, but I'm wondering if there are any wrestlers within WWE that might leave since Vince is gone. Thoughts? Well, they thought it was Brock Friday. Brock hit the bricks, went up the road. I don't know if he had some Jimmy Johns or whatever, but he came back during the show. They had scripted it without him, and he came back during the show, and I was told he was in a much better mood afterwards. I don't think that they hit him or anything, but I didn't get word of it until he popped up, so that was a surprise. I don't think there's anybody that will
to get his subs.
Yeah. Ryan says, do you think we see more of Triple H's vision taking place after SummerSlam? This show seemed way more cohesive than usual and stuff actually made sense. Sort of. I mean, I still think when you got your Mr. Money in the Bank losing 7 straight matches, that ain't too hot, but I do think so. I think we'll start to see it next week. And that's just a hunch.
You think they're going to wrap up this whole thing with like Austin Theory? You never know. Maybe they could have him go in and do like a failed cash in or something and just like wrap it up, tie it in a bow. And it's like moving on to something else.
Or, I mean, they could do the thing where Ziggler goads him. I mean, Ziggler has been making his life hell. And Ziggler's whole thing right now, which we're about to talk about this match, is I've been him. I've been the handsome young talent, but I earned the shit that I had.
I'm not interested in the story.
Yeah, well, you've got no taste.
It's but not anyway. For me. I'm sorry.
But Ziggler is saying that he doesn't deserve all this stuff. He was handed it. And I feel like Austin Theory, his character, his ego is big enough to where he's like, I'll show you that I deserve it. I'll show you that I earned it and maybe put it back on the line somehow. And Ziggler could maybe goad him into doing that. I would love it if they just did another Money in the Bank ladder match. Just do the shit over on Raw or SmackDown and pop a rating at that.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I think that would be a good way to, like, you know, redo some things. I think that'd be really awesome. But I just don't see them doing it, though, for some reason.
Our poll has 1,400 votes and 67% of our audience has not heard of the Money Dance.
Told you. This should be brought up in the next Fightful meeting.
Here we go.
We literally just did a focus group right here and there.
I know. 67%, Denise. 67% haven't heard of it.
Ask them again next week, and now there's going to be more people that have heard of it.
I bet. Nerd Guru says there are a legitimate chance WWE and AEW will have a working relationship at some point. Is it now more possible than it was a week ago? 100% it's more possible than it was a week ago. I would say less than 10% it's happening. Jazzy Noah, subscribe to Fightful on Twitch. I want to thank you for that. And we did have that Ziggler interview and AJ Styles, and it very much seems like they're paired together. Gable was like, you guys are just thrown together. Here we are. But they won, and I'm at least interested in the idea of a team. Seems like Dirty Dogs are as good as done. Who knows? Bobby Roode has not been on TV for a long time. And
I don't hate the idea. I'm not super in love with it, but I don't hate it either.
That's understandable. I mean, because with Dolph Ziggler, it's a, well, I'll wait and see how this plays out type of thing, because we've been burned on his pushes too many times.
I almost feel like I'm just not that person that's like, oh, you know, waiting for this moment to happen for Dolph Ziggler. I kind of feel like the ship has kind of sailed. And so for me, I'm just kind of have no interest.
I want to thank you guys. We got to 7,900 Fightful Select subscribers. I would absolutely love it if we hit 100 more right now.
Right now.
I really would love it. 8,000 this month is my goal. I don't usually set those, but Jimmy was always telling me, oh, we can do 3,000. We can do 4,000. We can do 5,000. And I was like, no way. Get out of here. I don't think we'll get to 10,000 ever, but by God, if we do.
Is that why you promised me a freaking raise? You don't believe that it's going to happen?
Correct. Ryan Trimble says,
it's going to happen. Can I make a second one too?
Yeah,
so
sure.
Like when we hit 10,000, I get a raise. Can I get another raise at 13,000 and then one at 20,000? I'm cashing those in now. I'm marking those as my numbers.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a raise at those. No,
10,
no
13, and you know what? Hold on. 10, 13, and 18, because I was born on the 18th.
Eight, what?
So 10,000, 13,000, and 18,000.
I'll counter you. 10, 14, and 18.
No, 13 is my lucky number. Has to
that
be 10,000.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's 10,000, 13,000. Okay, fine. And 20,000. Oh, okay. That's it. Come.
That one kid wrestling says, I was there tonight. It was an AEW fan heavy crowd, surprisingly. I mean, wrestling fans, you know. That one kid, actually, we just read that one. But as far as I got people asking where Roode is, he was on the road for a while in May and June. He was working Veer and Omos. I don't know. He's not wrestled on TV since the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal before WrestleMania. And before that, he was doing the NXT stuff. I mean, he's still in great shape, obviously, but the man's 45 years old. He's not like a young star. We've watched him on TV for 20 years now. So, he's 46, actually. 46, so he's up there. But Ziggler and Styles as a team, I dig it. Scott Barrett says Double J should keep his ref shirt on the next 5 days. That was weird that he was still wearing. Like, why is he wearing it a week before?
He's just already getting into the theme, you know?
Denise, it's you're not like wearing your wet rehearsal. You're not wearing your dress right now.
Had I known, I would have.
Oh, my God.
Damn, might as well.
So he's basically keeping them in line. Elmer Romero says, question for Denise.
Oh, no.
Good not pronouncing these. Best Mexican candies.
Mazapanes.
Okay. De la Rosa.
De la Rosa.
Paleta Payaso.
Paleta. Oh, the payaso paletas. They're the payaso ones. Yeah.
Duvalin.
Duvalin. Yeah.
Duvalin. Okay.
Pelonetes. I don't like Duvalin too much, actually. What's the other one? What'd you say?
Pelonotes. Pelonetes.
Pilones. You know, pelones. This is the ones that you like, you push it up and then you suck out the hair. It's that like tamarindo candy. I sent these to you, Sean. Had you actually tried them,
I would
be a little bit more prepared.
I tried several of them. Pica Fresca?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is your favorite of those?
I already said I like the mazapanes are my favorite. Mazapanes, and then also I like anything with tamarindo in it.
Well, you know what? Whether you're here in Kentucky, in California, or maybe you want to get these Mexican candies from the source, our friends at NordVPN will be there, right there with you. Change your virtual location with just one click. If you're on that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling at the hotel, maybe at the airport, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered. You get a great deal, an additional month free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. Maybe you want to watch some pay-per-views that maybe happened this past weekend, and you're like, oh my God, I want to spend a lot less money. Well, you change your virtual location in New Zealand, and you are good to go. This also goes for a lot of stuff, like maybe you missed WWE Network. You can subscribe to the Canadian version with NordVPN.com. You can also get that online threat protection that blocks online trackers, blocks annoying pop-up ads, and malware. And on top of that, they've got three great tiers. They start off with the standard that just has the VPN. You go up one tier, they'll add a pass on top of that. Go up one tier, they'll add a locker on top of that. I use NordVPN.com/Fightful every single day. I love it. It is a fantastic service and very effective. The fastest VPN in the world, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Please leave a thumbs up on this video, by the way, guys. We've had like 2,500 people watching this, and I'd love to get 1,000 thumbs up. That really like lets YouTube know that they need to show the content to other people. So whether it's our videos, Denise's videos, leave a thumbs up as it really, really helps out. Yes.
I have pelones right now in the kitchen too, actually. And I have mazapanes too.
Clay Torres says, do Riddle and Theory get their first names back? I think Riddle will.
I think he should.
Yeah. Jambeard says, wait a minute. Did Denise just say, suck out the hair? What kind of candy has hair in it?
It's like a little head. It's a little head. Yeah, and you push it down and the hair is the candy and then you like suck it out.
Yeah. I saw that. James says, Denise, this is for you. Congratulations on the wedding and good luck. I hope you get your raise soon so you don't need to beg for dance money.
Exactly.
I just want to say Denise's bonus very nicely based on an ad that I sold that I did not take a cut for. And instead, I gave it to Denise.
Yeah. And also, maybe my boss won't call me out in public at an event with professionals and tell me that I need to get new pairs of shoes.
You do. But you know what? Listen, Denise, because I'm generous, tonight we'll do double pay. There you go. Not pay and a half. It'll be double pay tonight because it's your wedding. But
okay, well, you're going to have to tell me what that is on the DMs because I'm bad at math.
I don't know how much you get paid. So there you go.
Are you doubling my time and a half? So you're telling me I could have been lying on my invoice this entire time because you don't even know how much I get paid?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Buddy Matthews reacted to the Aaliyah thing and said, I'll let them fight for my custody in a ladder match. That's good shit.
Sean, I want to talk about my contract.
You don't have one.
I know. Well,
muted. Ryan Trimble says, do you expect the Bloodline belts to either be truly unified, new design, or split back into separate belts now with Triple H in charge? Denise, I'm thinking we get separate belts. we did get this match. Roman Reigns won, beating Riddle, and then Rollins came out to beat that ass afterwards. I've got a sneaking suspicion Rollins and Riddle gets moved. I don't know why. I just do. But Reigns winning this, if he's on TV, he probably needs to be picking up the W because he wrestles rarely on TV anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I think today was like, oof, it's been a while, especially like the last couple of months.
Yeah, but as far as Ryan's question, I think that the titles will go separate again. KE775 says, I think Seth should win Saturday, then beat Roman down the road. Me too. Did you notice the time display in the arena at the end? No, I didn't.
No. What do you mean time display?
I do know that in some cases they got to get the hell out of that arena in a right amount of time, but I don't think they were anywhere near that. Nerd Guru says, now that an adequate person has the pencil, do Seth and Roman again. They somehow always make magic, and I get hyped when they cross paths. Roman in this form, or maybe ever, has never beaten Seth. Hunter, the story is there. That's all I want.
They teased it.
I want stories. I want to play off of that. I want them to take history and make something of it. That's all I want.
And tease things, because fans pay attention to things. They remember things. Even if it's something subtle, people remember it.
I want to thank Nicholas Olson. He sent us a great super chat to kind of wrap us up. It says, I told my brother the first time I saw Montez Ford in NXT, he was going to be a future WWE champion. He shined bright as hell in that main event. And Fightful Select is the best $5 I spend every month. Thank you. Well, thank you. And Montez Ford keeps looking good. And the thing I love is that Angelo keeps working like he's saying, don't forget about me. I'm right here and I'm getting better too. Montez laid in a clothesline that I was like, God damn. And he just shouted out about it. I think both of those guys are elevating each other. They're one-upping each other. And that's what I think a healthy tag team is. Like, I wouldn't even hate if they had like a friendly breakup, like where they're like, let's try something on our own and had like some friendly matches where they go all out with each other. I would like to see something different like that.
And I think we have noticed it, because I remember for like the longest time, everybody was like, Montez, Montez, Montez. And I was like, well, Dawkins was like, oh, hell no. Like, look at me now. And, you know, I'm going to bring something a little different to the team. And he did. And you've had those moments where I recall several times coming on here and being like, oh, did you see what Angelo did? That was freaking cool. You know, stuff like that. I agree. I think like having that is pretty awesome.
We got a couple more super chats. Sleek the Geek says, can we get muted to take off on Wrestle Talk 2? Every time Sean does it, I giggle. Denise is awesome, though. Her reactions are the best. Denise really doesn't like it when I do it, though. And I don't want to upset Denise on her.
Oh, you don't want to upset me?
Muted. Austin Clutter says, the real question is, Denise having an open bar? Are you going to have sweet tea at your wedding?
I am actually going to have tea. It came with the package.
Is it sweet tea or is it just tea?
I have no earthly idea.
Have you ever had sweet tea?
Yeah, I've had sweet tea and unsweetened tea. I like the unsweetened tea from McDonald's, actually. I get that. It's good.
So, like, here, sweet tea is, like, very, 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 very sweet, especially at McDonald's. So, do they sell sweet tea at McDonald's, like, out there?
Yeah, it's unsweetened, though.
Well, then that's not sweet tea. There's a categorical.
You put the sugar in it, or if you want. But I don't like mine with the sugar, actually. I like it unsweetened. I'm the weird old person.
Heartless,
but it tastes good.
Heartless says, he's trending on Twitter. Is Johnny Gargano coming back? Bro, he trends on Twitter every time anything happens. Anytime somebody's like, surprised at AEW, he trends. Anytime they're going to Cleveland, he trends. Anytime Triple H gets a little bit of power, he trends. Every time.
Hey, that's a good thing. It's letting people know he's wanted.
Somebody says he trends every time he farts. No, that's the thing. He doesn't fart any trends. He ain't done anything. But I can't say he hasn't done anything, because then he'll post a picture of his kid. And he's like, really? I've done nothing? But Swiss Roll says, with the new era on its way, do we get better entrance music? I hope so, but I'm not counting on it. Not counting on it.
Maybe slowly but surely. It's probably not at the top of the to-do list.
Yeah. Man, Michael Taylor coming in here. He says, do you think the Romans dig if your daddy's not here was planned? Paul looked shocked. I do. I do think it was planned, and I think Roman knows that no matter what, he can get away with it.
Paul's just really good at the facial expressions. He's good at what he does. So I do think that it was planned as well.
I mean, look at him at the Undertaker's streak ending. Like that, he looked like he just witnessed a murder. But a big thank you to Michael for the super generous chat. But yeah, I do think it was planned. I don't think they planned the Who's Your Daddy chance, which he played off of really, really well. And that's one of the things that Roman's so good at. And also, I think that, that Theory did a really great job reacting to it, too, being like, he's not my daddy. He's actually not my daddy. One of those.
Yeah, and he didn't overdo it either, which was good, too. But that's what I meant. Like, it happened naturally. Let things like that happen naturally.
And I actually hope that I hear that Roman didn't plan that. I hope that I hear that it was an improvised line, because that would be dope if it was the case. But I fully believe it was a scripted line. Like, even that Cody promo, when he came back, it was scripted. I physically saw the script, because somebody was like, oh, no, that was scripted. They wanted to make sure I had that right. And I was like, well, damn, that one felt like it was in his voice, too. So I fully believe that was scripted. Well, guys, as we have been on the air, you all got us over 7,900 Fightful Select subscriptions. Thank you all so much. We are just loading up the content. Today, I did an hour-long Q&A. Right now, Alex and Kate are live for Sour Graps, so check it out. Denise and I won't be here next Monday. Alex and Kate will be here next Monday. You'll get a free edition of Sour Graps, so they're filling in for us. Denise and I will be back in a couple of weeks, but Denise, hopefully, assuming Spirit Airlines gets me there, we'll see you on Sunday. And that is far from a guarantee.
If not, you're going to have to do the money dance on camera. You're going to have to owe me.
Oh, Denise, tell
missing the wedding.
Tell the people where they can find you.
At youtube.com/Denise Salcedo, Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. I post everything that I do there.
Guys, thank you all so much. The support has been overwhelming. Until next time, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.